Welcome to the first Wahoo Central podcast of August 2017. On this hot summer day, we're recording inside our nicely air-conditioned University Hall studio. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is Virginia's new head volleyball coach, Aaron Smith. Aaron, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
So for a lot of UVA student athletes, your group included, summer break is over or it will soon be. When does volleyball practice officially start?
So the girls report on Monday. We'll do some media photo day type stuff. We've got some meetings in terms of compliance and just team meetings. No volleyball related activity yet, but the girls will report back midday on Monday, and then we'll get after it Tuesday morning in the gym.
So you play your home games at MIM Gym. Mm-hmm. What about the preseason practice? Are you there throughout August, or do you switch venues?
We actually go to Slaughter. It's another facility here on grounds that we do the first 10 days or so of preseason. It is an air-conditioned facility. We're training twice a day. So to help alleviate a little bit of the, you know, pressures on the girl's body, just having AC and you know, in Slaughter is nice. But we'll move back to MIM before our blue-orange scrimmage on the, what day is that? The 19th, I think? Saturday.
It could be. I know the first match is August 25th,
yeah,
which is a Friday, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, so it's the week before that. I think it is the 19th, maybe the 18th. But, yeah, we'll move back into MIM Gym. You know, it's our home. We love it there. They've done, we have done a lot of really nice things in terms of renovations and, you know, adding the fans in the ceilings. And, you know, it's a really good home court advantage for us. And, you know, the heat is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit worse here in the beginning of August. But once we get into season, it's not really an issue. You know, it cools down pretty well, you know, once you hit, you know, September and October. So. But yeah, we'll get started in Slaughter training double days next Tuesday, and you know, very excited to get back in the gym with the team.
It's a long, intense season, and much is asked of the players physically. Do you kind of have to temper your desire to just get after it from a volleyball standpoint, you know, with the knowledge that you have to proceed carefully, or you'll. Yeah, you don't want the players to break down,
right?
Obviously.
You know, it'll be hard this year because there's a lot of excitement, I think, throughout our team to get back in the gym. Anytime I've reached out to one of them, you know, just here through the summer or reach out to them in group, the excitement that comes from them just gets me going because they're so ready to get in the gym. So, yeah, I think that, you know, my staff and I, we've got a pretty – young team for the most part in terms of first year, second years, kind of more than upperclassmen. You know, and the excitement to train and to go hard is going to, you know, we're going to have to monitor it. Yeah. We've got some jump belts that track count, you know, jump counts and number swings that players are taking. So we'll use that technology to help us monitor athletes and know, hey, if we get to two and a half hours and somebody's at 175, 200 jumps, we're going to have to start shutting down, maybe in practice early. You know, but there's a lot of stuff we can do in terms of floor work that, you know, doesn't burn the athletes quite as much.
This is year number six at UVA for you. Mm-hmm. You were the associate head coach here last season and an assistant coach the 4 years before that. You took over as interim coach in January when Dennis Hohenschelt stepped down and you were named head coach in February. What have the last 6 months been like for you? I know you've had a lot on your plate, filling out a staff, recruiting, you know, meeting with the returning players, training them in the spring.
Yeah, it's been a very fun experience. You know, we've had a good start to it, I'll say that. Certainly some stresses and some decision making here early and what direction we want to go, but I don't think it could have gone much better. Certainly speaking with coaches that are, you know, taking on a head coaching responsibility either for the first time or moving schools, you know, throughout the country, I've spoken with them a lot and they're having to deal with moving their family. I haven't had to do that. Right. So that's been a bonus. You know, my wife and I and Lucy have, you know, been able to stay in our in our home, and you know, we love it here in Charlottesville, so we haven't had to go through that transition. But yeah, in terms of recruiting, training the team, you know, kind of creating our own culture and our own identity a little bit here through the spring, and making sure that it's going to carry over into the fall and, you know, throughout these next 20 years that I plan on being here, has gone great. You know, I feel like we're a little bit ahead of the game right now in recruiting, and, you know, and that's the you know, pipeline of the program. So yeah, I'm excited with where we're at there. You know, the ability to keep Stephanie and Kyle on my staff were huge for me, both on a personal level and, you know, on a work level. Both of them are great, you know, coaches, and you know, Kyle as our director of operations, and you know, both of them are great at their job. And then the ability to add Hudson, you know, was a no-brainer for me. You know, I interviewed a few people, spoke with a lot of different candidates, but he really fit the bill. So
a lot of times on coaching staffs, the head coach will play the bad cop and the assistants are the good cops. You know, that there's just that dynamic.
Yeah.
Is it challenging to kind of that part of switching from an assistant to a head? Because the relationship with the players has to change. Probably
it will, yeah,
a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. I'm still kind of waiting to see how that goes a little bit, you know, here as we get into the fall, because, you know, in the spring it's a pretty intense time of year, but because you're really trying to get better. Yeah, you're trying to get better, you're trying to push the players, but the pressures of winning are not quite there.
Right.
You know, when we get into the fall, you know, there's going to be times where I might have to call a player out. You know, whether I do it behind closed doors or in front of the team, I'm going to have to challenge the players at times. And, you know, it's not necessarily something I've done here recently. I've been in a head coaching role, not at the Division I level, but, you know, it's not that it's brand new to me. But, yeah, it's something that, you know, I feel like I have a strong enough relationship with all the girls that I can do that, and they know where I'm coming from. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how that, you know, head coaching duty kind of carries through here these, you know, these next couple months and throughout.
Your roster is interesting, to say the least.
It is.
You have one senior, Haley Fauntleroy, two juniors. Have you ever been part of another team that is 75% freshmen and sophomores?
I have not. I can't say it's a bad thing. I think it's actually a good thing, But yeah,
I mean, you'll be able to grow and build with this group.
Exactly.
Because the core of it will be here for the next three seasons.
Yeah. And, you know, I had a great relationship, I feel like, with, you know, some of the recent grads. You know, last year's class of five people, the previous year was, I believe, four. You know, I've stayed in touch with all of them, and they're all really excited that I was, you know, moved into this position. So that's exciting. You know, there's a lot of good alumni support that we've had, you know, not just from here, these recent classes, but, you know, I can talk to them just because I have a little bit better relationship with them more than some of the more, you know, further back graduates. But yeah, that's, you know, the youth of this program is definitely a positive. It's, you know, I wouldn't say we're definitely not rebuilding, because we have a lot of good talent on the team. And, you know, the first year of class, we had five of those six playing in, you know, starter minutes last year, you know, or, you know, all started. But it definitely is a build. You know, we're you know, we got to build, we got to grow the talent that we have, and we got to continue to recruit good kids that are, you know, good fits.
If my math is correct, there are six new players in the program. Four of them are first years and two are transfers.
Correct.
Let's talk about the transfers first. Yelena from Penn State, right? I will let you tackle her last name. And then Olivia from a junior college in Iowa.
Yes.
I'm guessing you need both and expect both to contribute immediately.
Each were very big additions for us, both, you know, personality-wise in terms of fitting what we're looking for, and talent. You know, I'll speak to Olivia here first. You know, she, you know, played a back row role for Iowa Western here these last 2 years. That was a team that that I believe lost in the championship of the junior college championships last year, has a lot of experience, you know, is going to, you know, add not only depth, but talent to a position that we only had two back row players on our roster. So, you know, having her come in, you know, she'll definitely compete for playing time. And, you know, I think she's going to add a lot of value on the court. But yeah, coming in as a junior or as a third year, knowing that she's got a little experience at the college level is going to be huge. And, you know, with Yelena coming in, you know, her background both at Penn State, had not played a ton in terms of match play, but just being in that practice gym, mm-hmm. And being in the Serbian, national team pipeline, you know, the level that she is used to playing at is going to raise the level of everybody's game in their gym. So, you know, she's about 6'3", left-handed. Her natural position is the right side. We'll play her a little bit on both pins, but, mm-hmm. you know, she's a really versatile player that is going to be a very good attacker, very good blocker, but actually has some pretty good back row skills as well in terms of defense. We'll probably test her in serve receive a little bit as well and see, you know, see what she can do. There's a little bit of an unknown there because I haven't seen her play a ton, but I know that she's a very good player and is going to come in and impact our program immensely.
Given the way your roster breaks down with so few upperclassmen, do you need the first years to contribute as a group? I mean, they don't really have the luxury of just easing into the college game, do they, if the team's going to do what you want it to do?
Right. I mean, we're at 15 players, and that's not necessarily a small roster, but, you know, it's, you know, I want to be in the 15 to 18 range most likely. And so, yeah, it, you know, four first years, Sarah, Megan, Hannah, and why am I drawing a blank? Alexandra.
Yeah.
You know, they're all four going to come in and be ready to elevate the level of our gym. And, you know, I anticipate that, you know, I want to see what they can do. And if they earn starter time, then I'm ready to put them in the lineup. You know, there is certainly a transition from high school and club volleyball to college, but, you know, they've all played it, you know, at high levels and I think are going to be ready to come in and contribute.
You have nine returning players. One of them, Caroline Scrafford, is recovering from a torn ACL, mm-hmm. so she won't be available immediately. But of the rest of that group, you mentioned the players who were first years last year. A number of them gained a lot of experience. Who of your veterans, you know, do you really need to step forward and play leading roles this year? And who do you expect that from?
You know, I've thought about that a lot. I could certainly name some names, but I think that the one thing that I continue to come back to about this team is that, you know, I think that we do have three or four individuals that can really, you know, I anticipate will really step up their game and kind of be those go-to players for mm-hmm. us. But I really envision this team as a true team. You know, where on any given night I think we do have, you know, a number of attackers, a number of back row players that can be on any given night. And so I love the competition in our gym. And I just view our team as a lot more of a team oriented team where we're not probably going to be relying on one or two players to carry the load. And so I'm, you know, I like that idea. While I also understand, hopefully we have a few people step up and we can lean on them at the end of matches. But you know, when I look back to the spring, you know, Kelsey and Jane really competed at the back row position. You know, they were our two primary passers, and you know, going through some scrimmages and some spring games, those two passed the whole court by themselves, you know, and did a really nice job. So excited to see what they're, you know, ready to do. You know, Chino, Kylie, and Kat and Font. You know, Font was a little bit injured in the spring, but is healthy now and has been working really hard through the summer. You know, those four are going to, you know, we've got a lot of depth in the middle while we're adding Hannah Marcus, mm-hmm. you know, as a freshman. So, you know, we're deeper in that position than we have been. And we've got some very, you know, each of those kids had good off seasons. So And then, you know, at the setter position, Jen, you know, is by far one of the better athletes on our team. You know, she's a setter, but anytime you do, you know, 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, you know, she always seems to elevate her game and can do a little bit of everything from blocking, attacking, back row. So, you know, I definitely look to her as someone that is ready to step up her game. Megan Wilson, as a first year coming in, you know, throughout the last 3 years of her career at the club level, she just continues to get better. I mean, she is a really, really good setter, has a really good head on her shoulders, and somebody that I think is going to come in and really elevate our gym. And, you know, the outside hitter position with, you know, Harley returning, she had a great offseason as well, knowing that she was one of, you know, really the only healthy outside hitter that we had on the roster. Now we've added a few in this offseason with first years and transfers, but, you know, Harley has really kind of, you know, played at the end of last year and, you know, has had a, you know, recommitted herself in terms of just knowing that she's going to have to carry a role for her team and has had a little extra motivation, I think, wanting to, you know, be that go-to player for us at times and knowing that she is one of the few upperclassmen and in a position that we're a little bit more shallow at that outside hitter position, that she's ready to step up. And I keep hearing good things about her from her teammates and, you know, things that I've seen as well. So
Virginia finished 7-25 overall last season. But prior to that, the program had 3 straight winning seasons. Mm-hmm. Do you just look at 2016 as something of an aberration, given the kind of ascent the program was on before that?
I do. I want the kids, I want our players to understand that, hey, you are what you are until you prove different. So until we go out and win 15, 20 matches, you know, the program still carries that record. You mm-hmm. know, that is what we are. But yeah, I definitely think that there was a lot of things that went into play with that season and some injuries and, you know, a handful of things that you know, I don't want to forget it, but I'd realize that it's not what this program is. You know, and I look at the previous years prior to that where we were really growing and, you know, finished almost making the NCAA tournament those 3 years. Yeah, you know, with 17, 18 wins and having some big wins on the road and at home. And so, yeah, I think that's, you know, more of the direction I anticipate this group going in.
You grew up in the state, went to high school in the Richmond area. So did Hudson Bates, your mm-hmm. new assistant. Does that familiarity with the state help in recruiting at all, or does it matter? Because
it definitely does. We've both got good connections here, both in Virginia and on the East Coast. You know, being that we're the University of Virginia, we're able to recruit nationally mm-hmm. almost as well as we are, you know, within state. And, you know, we want to recruit our backyard, you know, heavily, but, you know, we're really able to branch out and grab kids and, you know, commit kids from all over the country. But yeah, people know Hudson, you know, he's a phenomenal player and, you know, had a stint on the AVP and played at George Mason. Mm-hmm. So, you know, has a lot of Virginia ties. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I do have the same, but yeah, you know, it's good to know people. And, you know, when a prospect pops up, you know, as a freshman, sophomore in high school, you know, knowing that those coaches are going to reach out to us, just say, hey, you might want to keep an eye on this girl. It is, you know, it definitely is the case.
You mentioned Mem Gym earlier. When I've attended matches there over the years, I've been struck by how loud it gets in there, mm-hmm. and that's not even always with a capacity crowd.
Yeah.
That could eventually be just a tremendous home court advantage, couldn't it?
The atmosphere at MIM is one of a kind. You know, it's definitely a historical building. We use historical rather than old because we've done a good job of keeping it up to date. But, you know, you walk in, and the first thing you notice is the ceiling. And, you know, the track around. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely unique. You know, we sold out, you know, 4 or 5 matches last year with, you know, 1,100, 1,200 people in the gym. And, yeah, it gets pretty wild.
Great.
You know, fans are right on top of you as players. Players are diving in the stands to save balls. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement, you know, just throughout rallies. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the fact that the fans are so close to the action. Yeah. And, yeah, we want to continue to grow and build our fan base. I just actually finished up a meeting with our marketing department, and they've done a really, really good job the last two or three years specifically. And we've got a good promotional schedule here coming up for this fall that we, like I said, we're just kind of going through. And, you know, I anticipate a lot of people in the crowd and, you know, continuing to grow that atmosphere.
Season starts August the 25th with the Cavalier Classic, and you'll play, what, three matches in that? One on Friday, the 25th, and two on Saturday, is that right?
Correct.
Or two matches?
Correct. Yep, one Friday night. We open with Hofstra, and then we have Liberty and Villanova on Saturday. Yes.
Well, good. Well, I know you got to run. One final question. I don't know if you're players or fans of Key and Peele, but I'm sure some of your friends are. How often are you referred to as Aaron?
Daily. It's an ongoing joke that I love, and it's it's I think the most recent was yesterday. Actually, I don't even remember who. Oh, I met our I met a new person here on staff in the athletic training room, and I was introduced as Aaron. So yeah, it's a daily joke.
Well, but, my wife never gets old. My wife is a teacher. She loves that skit. It's one of the all-time classics.
It is.
Well, Aaron, or Aaron, as you prefer, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll see you out at Mem Gym.
Absolutely.
On grounds, football and women's soccer have begun practicing, and the other fall sports will get rolling soon. For schedules and information on all our teams, visit virginiasports.com. As always, thanks for listening, and check back next week for another Wahoo Central podcast.